Coming up next, and I've gotten Beth's approval for this, is Willie Hornberger. That's okay, because it's written out as William, but I've always known him as Willie. Willie Hornberger with Jackson Walker. He's got an LLM from NYU and is also a certified public accountant. And do we have...
Someone else.
So, and a mystery guest who I will allow Willie to introduce.
Sure. We're going to have fun this morning. Raul Navarro from Chevis Reese Amaripa, and I'll brag on him a little bit and their firm. Chevis Reese is probably one of the leading and oldest law firms in Mexico. And I asked Raul how many people they have in Mexico City now. He said, accountants and lawyers, they have about 500. And then in Monterey, about another 150. So he and I work together a lot. He's a tax person and corporate person. So, but this time, I don't think we're going to do the PowerPoint, because what I did was here, and Raul and I got together this morning. What I did, the CPAs asked me to do the same thing. What's happening in Mexico? Why is it important for everybody in here? So I did a step-by-step for just non-tax lawyers of what you need to think about in helping people from Mexico on their legal and tax matters here. We tried to set forth some traps. But first, I wanted to start with, because it's going to be recorded and a lot of people are going to listen to it, is why is this important to all of us? And that's what...
You have a Mexican guy here. That way.
He practices, and he was in the Monterey office, then he moved to the Woodlands. As y'all may know, there's a big Mexican expatriate community in the Woodlands. But
it's the safest neighborhood in Mexico.
Yeah. So I'll just use this. So here is why we're here today. There are two components of why you're likely to see this situation here. What's the first one? Then I'll let him comment on it. And then we'll get into the actual outline. Right now, all the industrial parks in Mexico are full. Okay, now who is filling those industrial parks? Who is filling those?
China and some Vietnamese companies, but mostly China. I would say 95% of them.
Okay.
China.
Here's what's interesting. I asked him this morning, well, wait a minute, that's third country or American factories that are moving to Mexico.
To Monterrey, mostly, yeah.
And he said, well, a lot of it's Chinese. And I said, Chinese? Well, yeah. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, and the main reason for that is that if you get a disruption like the one we had during COVID, as long as you produce the products in Mexico and they fulfill the percentage of the treaty, they're a Mexican product, even if the owner says it's a Chinese company. So it's a lot safer to do it in Mexico, Monterrey, Tijuana, Juarez, or any of those cities. And that's why all of these Chinese companies are descending in Mexico, mostly in Monterrey, because it's very close. It's 100 miles from the border. You have Laredo there, the railway. You have everything. So just to give an example, one of my clients is the owner of the second largest real estate developer, industrial developer in Mexico. And they cannot keep up with the face of these guys wanting more land and more land. And they're building these huge plants in Mexico. It's really amazing.
Okay, so that's component number one. And now how does that impact us? Well, if those entities, because we've been asked by some people, companies in Hong Kong, for example, to help them structure the investment in Mexico. Okay, so let's assume they set up a Mexican corporation, go to him. Well, then they need to distribute those products, okay? Now, what is impacting each one of us that got our attention, and that's why you are very likely to see this, because we've only hit the tip of the iceberg, is that a lot of those products that are being made in Mexico have to be distributed, either in the U.S., or around the world. Okay, so then they go, maybe Guanajuato, Monterrey, Hidalgo, but eventually they go up by rail.